time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Good day, everybody. Hope y'all are having a great morning, afternoon, whatever it may be while you're listening to me. But it is Wednesday, so it's time for Pastor Adam's podcast. Let's start with this. This past Sunday was May 4th, which, well, it's become a pretty big Star Wars day, right? You know, May the 4th be with you. You might hear that from all the Star Wars nerds or whatever. And this past Sunday, I wasn't actually playing or singing anything. I was just doing announcements. And so I was thinking, like, I was contemplating, should I wear some Star Wars gear up there? I thought it might be cool. Maybe I come out with my Mandalorian helmet on and give the announcements there. But then I was thinking about it. I was like, probably wouldn't have been, you know, well received, maybe. I don't know. But also, May the 4th, you know, that's the big Star Wars. It doesn't stop there. No. We have May the 5th and May the 6th, with the 5th and the 6th both sounding like Sith. And if you aren't, you know, into Star Wars or anything, the bad guys that use the dark side of the Force, they're called Siths. You know, not Jedi, Siths. So it works. Anyways, but with all this Star Wars celebration that happened these last couple days, there are Star Wars sales that go on, right? On Amazon, you know, there's percentages off and all this different stuff. Sometimes you can find some sweet deals. Now, I saw that there was going to be this deal on Amazon for a Black Series First Order Stormtrooper helmet. They usually are about $120, but this one was going on sale for $69. And I have a $50 gift card, you know, for a rainy day that I was going to use. So I put it in my cart, $69.99. And then when I went to purchase it, it said it was $99. So all of a sudden went back up. So needless to say, disappointed. Didn't buy it though. I was also hoping I would see a good Boba Fett helmet on sale, but they're still hovering around $130, $140, you know, for the Black Series ones. You know, whatever, but I have four helmets as it is. I just, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to buy them, but if I see a good deal, like my price range is around $60, $60, $70. That's where it lies. Because I have them all displayed in my office. And by the way, if you haven't seen my office here, I don't know if I've ever put this on my podcast or whatever. My whole office is Star Wars themed. Here, I'll give you a little tour. Let's go through my office here. Let's take a look out. So right there, we have a Sith lightsaber thing. I have two helmets. I have a Dark Trooper and a Clone Trooper. We got the Darth Vader right there. This is the way. My two Mandalorian helmets. One's the Night Watch and one's the actual Mandalorian helmet. Got my Funko Pops artwork there. Look at all these. It started with one that Lola got me, and it blossomed into this. I have room for, I think, three more of these size pops to go in there. I got a Darth Tater up there. My amps, obviously, different stuff, guitar. And then here's good one. There's artwork by Lori on the left, Lori Rinkin, and then I did those other two. Of course, we have my desk, and we have the Grogu and Mandalorian pillow. Right there is a big blank wall. That's where I'm going to put a big piece of art. So, yeah, that's where we got. And if you noticed going through the light blue, the orange, and the black colors, yeah, those are all Star Wars colors. We have the Rebellion and the Dark Side. So, fun stuff. So, with all this Star Wars talk, let's do today's devotional. And we're going to do it from a Star Wars comparative perspective, I'd say. I think you'll like the parallels that I can make with Star Wars and Jesus. Now, don't try this with that trashy Star Trek, because it doesn't work. Those are a godless crew right there. That's all I'm saying. But here we go. You know what I'm going to call this devotional? The Battle Between Light and Darkness. So from the start, one of the most iconic elements of Star Wars is the portrayal of, you know, the battle between the light side and the dark side of the Force. And this theme, I would think, resonates deeply with within Christian theology, which teaches us that there's a very real spiritual battle between forces of good and evil, light and darkness. And by the way, my friend Tim Mobley here at the church has been teaching about spiritual warfare at the men's group the past 2 weeks. Still have two more to go. So if you're a man in the Monk's Corner area of South Carolina, you can come on into the church Thursday mornings between 7 and 7:40. You'll get yourself a good teaching on spiritual warfare. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. Christian theology, spiritual battle, Star Wars. Let's continue. In Star Wars, characters, you know, like Luke Skywalker and Rey, if you've liked the, you know, the sequels, they're drawn to the light, while others, you know, such as Darth Vader or Kylo Ren, they wrestle with darkness. And I think we can all relate to that. In fact, this mirrors the struggle Paul describes in Romans 7:19. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing. I think every believer experiences this internal battle. We don't want to do bad. We want to be like Jesus. Yet, we continue to screw up over and over again. But, just as Jedi must discipline themselves to walk in the light, Christians are called to walk in the light as he is the light. And that's from 1 John 1:7. The dark side offers power, but it corrupts. The light requires sacrifice and submission, but also leads to true life. In other words, the dark side is easy and the light side is hard, but it's worth it. I should also mention that. It's very worth it, right? Right. Jesus says in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So when the galaxy is shrouded in darkness, it only takes a spark, one person fully surrendered to the light to bring hope. And as Christians, we're called to be that spark. And another thing about the Star Wars, which lines up with scripture, is this, which I really like. Redemption is always possible. One of the most powerful arcs in the Star Wars is the redemption of Anakin Skywalker. And although Anakin does become Darth Vader, who is, you know, the embodiment of the dark side, in the end, spoiler alert, he turns back to the light, sacrifices himself to save his son and destroy evil. And this story, his story, reminds us of the Christian belief that no one's ever beyond redemption. And by the way, I was once asked why I have a giant Darth Vader action figure in my office. You saw it in the video I showed you in my office. And I was like, why do I have Darth Vader? You mean the main character of one of the biggest redemption stories ever told? That one? And he's like, okay, I got it. But Romans 5:8 tells us, but God shows his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Anakin didn't redeem himself through works or power, but through love and self-sacrifice. You know, echoing the heart of the gospel, God's grace is greater than our past, and he invites us into new life no matter how far we've fallen. I mean, even the thief at the cross found forgiveness in his very last breath. And that was from Luke 23:42-43. Just as Anakin did in Return of the Jedi, in the very last breath, he found redemption. Now, Paul, who was, you know, once a big-time persecutor of Christians, and also wrote much of the New Testament, his transformation is a real-life example that mirrors Darth Vader's fictional arc. In 1 Timothy 1, 15-16, Paul writes, Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy. So in this world, in a world or galaxy of moral gray that we see going on, grace still shines bright because hope is the strongest force. Princess Leia famously said in the original Star Wars movie, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." Hope is the heartbeat of the Star Wars universe. The Rebel Alliance survives because of it. Luke goes to face Vader because of it. Rey steps into her destiny because of it. Hope for Christians is not just wishful thinking, though. It's a confident expectation based on God's faithfulness. Romans 15:13 declares, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Now, luckily, our hope isn't in, you know, lightsabers or Jedi masters, but in the real risen Jesus Christ, who conquered death and sin. And Hebrews 6:19 calls this hope that I'm talking about a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. And I think of us Christians as, you know, the Rebel Alliance from Star Wars, like the Rebellion, who were fighting this massive evil empire. We as Christians live in a world right now that is dominated by chaos, sin, and suffering. But we shouldn't worry or have any sort of despair, because the resurrection of Jesus proves that darkness will not have the final word. And lastly, in Star Wars, hope is passed from generation to generation. In the same way, we are called to be ambassadors of Christ. And we read that in 2 Corinthians 5:20. It says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." We, like the Rebellion fighting the empire, need to continue sharing the hope of Jesus and the good news of salvation with this broken world. So that's what I had for you today. A little Star Wars themed devotional. Hopefully you liked it and got something out of it. Share this with friends, family, whoever else. And I'll see you next Wednesday.